If someone pushed sensible sentencing trust spokesman Garth McVicar under a bus, I'd find it very hard to convict the person responsible of any crime. Then again, it's even harder to escape the conclusion that if Mr. McVicar and so-called victims' rights advocates had their way, nobody would get the chance. Louise Nicholas and Leslie Elliott, mother of murdered Dunedin woman Sophie Elliott, have been working the media this week in an attempt to shame National into supporting the provisions of the Criminal Procedure Bill, which would eliminate most pre-trial deposition hearings. And to be fair, National has no problems whatsoever with the sections of the bill that eliminate double jeopardy, the requirement for a unanimous jury verdict, and even the right to a jury trial at all for serious offences. But that's a whole other kettle of rotten fish. Mrs. Elliott has been quoted saying that giving evidence at such a hearing was traumatic, and the thought of doing it again at trial hideous. And here's Miss Nicholas's considered analysis, as reported by the Herald's Patrick Gower on Thursday. Deposition hearings are a waste of time and taxpayers' money, simply because the majority, unless they are high-profile cases, are heard by justices of the peace, and 99.9% of the time they send it on to trial anyway. Let's call this what it is. Transparent emotional blackmail disguised as a public policy debate. Now, I've never been raped or had to go through the trauma of burying my own daughter. Then again, I've never been accused of brutally murdering my ex or beating my infant sons to death. On an emotional level, I can understand the string 'em up brigade. I'm certainly not proud to admit that, after 24 years, there's still part of me that would like to be left alone in a soundproof room with a dull knife, a pound of salt, and the drunk driver who killed my foster sister. I didn't get my revenge, but his victims did get justice in a court of law where he got a fair trial. Here's something to think about. In this year's budget, over $2.1 billion has been allocated under the headings of courts and police. I certainly don't think they're flawless institutions beyond scrutiny or question. Neither are our legislators come to that. Nor do I think legal norms should never change or evolve. I'm a conservative, not a reactionary. But if you want to reduce justice to nothing more than dollars and cents, remember this. Total anarchy is cheap, but so is human life when we're quick to throw away the protections that have been painfully built up over centuries. If McVicar and his ilk think that's political correctness gone mad or pro-criminal, I'm going to keep asking who's really gone crazy here.